All right, guys, welcome to the Hit Maker Taker Show. On this show, we talking about pro wrestling. I'm not talking about the wrestling that you see in college. I'm talking about, like, you know, scripted wrestling, whatever you want to call it. Why did I say on the down low? Who knows? But I am your host, Demetrius Smith. Yes, I used to host another show. It's a spiritual show that you guys can catch it. The Anything Goes Renegade Podcast. But on this show, I decided to talk about wrestling. Now, of course, you guys know. Well, some of you might not even know, because some of you don't even know me. I am a big wrestling fan. I've been watching wrestling since I was, I hate messing up on this, but let me back up. I've been watching wrestling since 1991. I am a huge WWE fan. But I also like can't call them TNA no more, but I also like Impact Wrestling, New Japan Wrestling, Ring of Honor Wrestling. Also now like AEW. Can't wait to see what these guys can do on a weekly basis. Now, on to this. This is my first episode ever. On to this one. Here is what we are going to talk about. Stomping Grounds. Yes, last night pay-per-view was sort of meh to me. But I want to get you guys perspective on it. From my perspective, I thought the matches was kind of meh, because there wasn't a lot of build-up in my point of view. But, you know, the crowd didn't even help much, because they got AEW stuck up so far their asses. They can't even take their time to enjoy the show. Even if Vince McMahon decides to change, they would not give two shits about it. But let's start off with Kofi Kingston and Dolph Ziggler's match. To me, that match was kind of flat. It could have been better, but let's face it, these guys has been, you know, doing a lot of traveling, a lot of performing. So we shouldn't really expect much out of these two, but the match wasn't that bad. It was good. The ending could have been better, but I guess they feel like Dolph Ziggler should not be tapped nor pin in that match, because that would ruin his gimmick. That is my way of thinking. Now let's get to the other match of the of Stomping Grounds. Seth Rollins versus Baron Corbin. In my point of view, that match was actually good, especially when Lacey Evans and Becky Lynch got involved with it. But again, I felt like Baron Corbin doesn't deserve even to be mentioned in a title picture just yet. It is because the way that Vince McMahon is booking him. Now, I don't like Baron Corbin's character as of late. I liked him way before he cut his hair and start wearing that shit that you see Applebee's waitress wear. But that is my point of view. I prefer that Vince McMahon takes Baron Corbin again and reconstruct his character, redevelop it into something much more better. The lone wolf status was working for him. But I believe it is Baron Corbin's mic that needs work, his promo that needs work. Given the fact that Seth Rollins can make anybody look good, unfortunately, he could not make Baron Corbin look good on that particular night. Let's move on to another match. The New Day versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. To me, that was the best match of the night. It had me at the edge of the seat, because in my head, I was thinking Vince McMahon is going to have New Day win this match. Oh boy, it kept me on the edge of my seat. It kept me guessing. The chemistry between these four men was phenomenal. This is what I like to see. A match that is fluid. It was breathtaking in my point of view. I loved it so much that I actually want to see it again. Just not tonight. Maybe somewhere at WrestleMania. Only for the WWE titles. Now let's go on to another match. Alexa Bliss with Nikki Cross in her corner versus Bayley for the SmackDown's women's title. Now, let's get into it. Now, in this particular match, I thought it was pretty good. Could have been done better, but I feel like as though they are telling Alexa Bliss to hold back and telling Bayley to hold back because maybe they are afraid of Alexa Bliss getting another concussion. If that was true, then they should never involve her in a match in the first place. But the match was still pretty decent. It was still pretty good. Now, again, I don't go by crowd's reaction nowadays because, like I said, they have AEW so far up their assholes that they do not care anymore what Vince McMahon tries to do, if he tries to do anything differently. But again, I give that match a 4 out of 5 rating. Now let's get to the match of Samoa Joe versus Ricochet for the United States title match. Now, this match was absolutely, again, phenomenal. I love the chemistry between these two men. I love the storytelling in the ring. Samoa Joe is trying to teach Ricochet about respect. But in the end, Ricochet taught Samoa Joe about respect. I love the match so much. I love the match so much that it brought tears to my eyes. Why? Because Ricochet finally won a title in WWE. Now, this is maybe Triple H talked Vince McMahon into doing. But this was a great move forward in my point of view. Now, the other matches I really couldn't care less about because I kind of fell asleep afterwards. Due to no fault of my own because I actually fractured my right hand and I've been taking pain medicine to get over it. So, any other matches? Hey, I just got done watching some of it, and I couldn't really get into the rest of it. I'm just joking. We're gonna get into the Drew McIntyre versus Roman Reigns. The only problem I had with that match was the finish. I did not like the finish. If we are trying to build Roman Reigns as this badass Samoan, then he cannot be getting. Then he cannot finish a match like that. He has to finish the match strong, in my point of view. In other words, select the character Drew McIntyre. No, you don't mess with a Samoan. And the highlight of that match when Roman Reigns took out Shane McMahon. Other than that, the match was kind of 4 out of 5 in my point of view. Alright guys, that is it for today. That is it for me. Let me know what you guys think about everything that I said. And let me hear you guys' opinion about Stomping Grounds last night. And guys, if you want me to do another episode on New Japan Wrestling and you want my opinions on it, give me a holler. Deuces.